Amen, right? Thanks for that powerful worship. Anybody have an eye watch on? I have an eye watch and it said loud noise. It's like, wow, right? Praising God, right? To the glory of God, right? Making a joyful noise to the Lord. So we're going to take a look at the Word of God very briefly. And then we're going to take the time to celebrate the Lord's table together, because the blood of Jesus Christ is what makes us one. And His Spirit makes us one in the blood. So let's just take a quick word to pray. Father God, thank You for Your Word this morning. And I ask, dear God, that You would just work in our hearts and our minds. I pray, dear God, that You would just challenge us, dear God, today with the blessing of Your Spirit that unites us as one, that gives us the power to proclaim the good news of Jesus to the entire world. And I ask, Lord, that You would just work in our hearts. Just quiet us down for a quick minute, Lord, I pray. And I ask, Lord, that You would speak by Your Spirit through Your Word. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So real quick, you guys, if you guys can listen fast, I'm going to preach fast. All right, so here goes. So today we want to talk about Pentecost Sunday, the promise and the power of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit, get this in your mind real fast. The Holy Spirit was promised, and He was promised to give us the power to live lives as a believer in Jesus Christ in a challenging and a difficult world, and to be able to proclaim the truth of the gospel of God's word to everybody in every land in the world. And that's kind of His point. We're going to move real fast. We're going to skip right over that. The eternal truth that I want you guys to get a hold of this morning is this. Pentecost Sunday, by the way, everybody look up. Some of you guys are going, wasn't Pentecost Sunday last week? And the answer is yes, but it was also Memorial Day. So we did both. We like to celebrate here at First Baptist Church, right? So Pentecost Sunday was last week, but the idea is, it's the fulfillment of God's promise to give believers in Jesus Christ His indwelling Holy Spirit of power for living and proclaiming salvation to the entire world. So we are celebrating that God delivers on His promise. Amen? Amen. God delivers on all of His promises. He is a promise-keeping, faithful God. And we're celebrating that today. So no matter what you came in with today, you might be really down or really sad. Praise God. God keeps His promises and God gives us hope in this world. And I want to share with us the Holy Spirit that He gives us as believers in Jesus Christ. And if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you got the Holy Spirit. You got 100% of the Holy Spirit. He's never going to leave you. He's going to empower you. He's going to give you all kinds of ability in Him to live the Christian life. And He is a daily game changer in our lives if we received Him and we follow Him. And that's kind of the challenge, right? So we're going to move real quick through this. The power of the Holy Spirit revealed, I'll just talk about it real fast. You know, there's four points I want to hit on real fast. One is the promises. And the Holy Spirit, by the way, was promised in the Old Testament. We'll look at Joel briefly. He was promised by Jesus to the disciples in the New Testament as well. And in fact, and I'm going to go right to the reference, as Jesus promised it, notice what He told the disciples. He said, and being assembled together with them, He commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. Everybody look up. If we try to live our lives outside of the Holy Spirit, we are going to live our lives in the flesh. And you can write this on your outline. And that is a mess. Isn't it? The Holy Spirit, He enables us to live our lives. And Jesus commanded the disciples, He said, don't go out there and try to win the world to Jesus Christ in your flesh. That's a business. Win the world to Jesus Christ in the Spirit. That's miraculous. That's unbelievable. And He told them, He said, you have heard from Me, for you truly will be, John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. And when they had come together, they asked Him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said to them, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive, and get this word, power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Now throw this out. Have you ever felt unequipped to really tell somebody about the good news of Jesus? By the way, I got like all kinds of training. Chip, you got all kinds of training. Pastor Ansu got all kinds of training. Guy got all kinds of training. It's not really enough. But when the Spirit of God empowers us, he's able to open doors. I didn't even know there were doors. And he's able to help us to communicate that word of God. The Spirit does that. He's able to help us have hope in life when it seems like there is no hope. The Spirit does those things. And I want to just move on real quick this morning. You know, as we stop and we think about all those things. So as Greg read, when the apostles and all the disciples at Jerusalem from every tribe, every nation, every tongue, when they received the Holy Spirit, they spoke in languages they did not know. They were never trained. They never had a class. You know, they didn't have, you know how today on our phone we have Google Translate. They didn't have that either. They were lost. But in the Holy Spirit, they had the ability to communicate the truth of the gospel in ways that they could never have even dreamt of. And by the way, people's response to that, it was, some people were like, wow, this is amazing. Some people said, man, these guys must be full of new wine. And I appreciate the response, and then we're going to kind of end on this part of the chapter. But as we quickly go over to the passage of Scripture, the promise of the Holy Spirit explained, Peter, and by the way, everybody look up. Peter's like you and me. He's kind of a mess. He shoots his mouth off without thinking. He reacts without thinking. Remember, he cut off Malchus's ear as he tried to arrest Jesus. He ran away. He denied the Lord three times. He went away, you know, just destroyed by that. But Peter, empowered by the Holy Spirit, stands up. And look what he says. He says, these men are not drunk as you suppose. Since it's only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken of by the prophet Joel when he quotes the book of Joel, chapter 2, verses 28 to 32. And look what Joel said to the Israelites. He said, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on what? All flesh. And I want to just take a minute to say about that. Did you guys get that take? By the way, wasn't it cool to see all those flags today? Wasn't it cool to see all the countries of the world, like 36 countries in Willingboro, New Jersey in 2023? Unbelievable, right? By the way, isn't it amazing to see the people of God from all those places one in Jesus Christ? A unity that can't be found anyplace else. It's amazing to see that. And Joel said these words. He said, God's going to pour his spirit out on, and get it in your mind. What kind of flesh? All flesh. The door of heaven is open to every nationality, every people, every language, every tongue. God's going to pour his spirit out. And that's kind of what we're celebrating today. And he says, your sons and your daughters will prophesy. And by the way, prophesy might be teaching, or it might be telling about the future. And in that day, man, God was just using men in ways and ladies that they couldn't even imagine. He says, your young men will see visions, your old men will dream dreams. And he says, and on my men servants and my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And everybody look up, and I'm just going to kind of end on this thought today. Look what he says, and they're going to prophesy. They're going to teach, and they're going to tell about what the future holds. And you know, the Bible says this, you know what? Things on earth are going to wax worse. And they are. Like, there's things that are going on out there we can't even, you know, imagine some of the things that are taking place in our world today. And he says these words. He says, And I'm going to show you wonders in heaven above and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And write this down. This is kind of a key thought. The day of the Lord is both the judgment of God on the world and it's the redemption of men and women and children that have put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And notice what he says. And it says, and it shall come to pass, and check this out. Would you read it with me? That, and by the way, this is the verse that we read in 5 different languages plus English. Get this in your mind. There is nobody on this planet that can't be saved. And look what Joel says. He says that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Isn't that awesome? Whoever, right? Doesn't matter what country you're from. If you're from the first world, the second world, the third world, or some other place, heaven's open. And that's what we celebrate today. Heaven is open. Salvation is open. And God has given us his Spirit as a guarantee of the inheritance of salvation that we have. And he's the one that empowers us to live life in a way that we could never have imagined. Amen, huh? Amen. And I want to quickly go to the end today, just kind of my closing thoughts that I want to leave us with real quick. We'll go right to the very next spot. And we could spend a lot of time thinking about this. You know, by way of application, you know what? Salvation is open. Is there somebody here that needs to receive the forgiveness of sin because Jesus died on the cross and rose again? We got to receive it. It's a free gift. It's useless unless you take it. A lot of people say, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait to have some more fun first. I'm going to wait to do this first. Don't wait, because tomorrow's not promised. And I want to encourage us as the body of Jesus Christ, follow him in the walk of life. Walk in the Spirit is what God commands us. In other words, let the Spirit of God remind you, guide you, bring to your memory, bring to your thoughts the principles of God's word that we might live as believers in Jesus Christ, that we might reflect the love and the light of Jesus to the entire world. Follow him and walk in the power of that Spirit, not in our flesh. And you know, today I want to praise God for his Holy Spirit. We did that a lot today, didn't we? He's a game changer. And God gave us him because he is the game changer. You know, in the Old Testament, people were not indwelt permanently by the Holy Spirit. You got him, and he's not going nowhere, and he's going to lead you in the path of righteousness. He's going to bring glory to God and bring you joy in your life, that joy that we just sang about. So today, let's just celebrate God's Holy Spirit. At this time, we are going to celebrate the Lord's table. So I want to ask our deacons to come on.